So the Word One-to-One started in the City of London. So our founder, Richard Borgonnen, was a senior executive in insurance at Lloyds Bank, and he used to witness to his colleagues by inviting them to events, giving them books, giving them talks on tape and CD back in the day. And one of his senior insurance colleagues really enjoyed talking to him about faith and what Richard believed, but it never really got anywhere. So Richard had a bright idea that he would introduce him to Professor John Lennox, Emeritus Professor of Mathematics at Oxford University. And he thought, if I can get those two over dinner, I can sit back, enjoy my dinner, and watch John Lennox evangelize this guy who was nicknamed Golden Tonsils before my very eyes. So they did get together, and Golden Tonsils really enjoyed the discussion and asking lots of intellectual questions to John Lennox. They had a couple of dinners and he wanted to have a third dinner. And Richard said, you know what, next time I'm going to ask John to show us where he's getting these answers from. So John turned up the next time with just a piece of paper with the first 18 verses of John's Gospel printed on the paper so not to embarrass Golden Tonsils with a huge Bible. And John took Golden Tonsils through verse by verse these 18 sentences. And John said that he chose this passage because he wanted to show Golden Tonsils a big framework for life in which we can all live. And Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is introduced in those verses quite quickly, but within the context of creation. So Richard witnessed his friend actually being silenced for once as he absorbed this passage, which was new to him, and yet he understood it. And so then Richard had a light bulb moment that he needed to learn how to take people through the gospel in this way. So he asked William Taylor at St. Helens to teach him how to do that, and he took copious notes from William. And so he started taking his colleagues through in this comfortable way, because he was very used to kind of taking people through insurance contracts where the text was there and notes were beside it. So that was about 20 years ago, and 10 years ago, 10 of those published the notes in book format. And last year we released a free mobile app which has all of the John series and the Acts series in it as well. And yeah, it's amazing and exciting to see it growing and reaching over 100 countries at the moment now.
Fantastic. And if there's one thing you would like us to remember from today's session, what would it be?
I think I'd just love you to remember that any Christian can be a Bible sharer. We don't have to be confident Bible teachers to open up God's Word with people. We can lean on the power of God's Word to speak directly to people.
Brilliant. So I'm now going to... Oh, let me pray, and then I'll hand over to Christine.
Thank you.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you that it is powerful. It is able to give new life to those who are spiritually dead. And Father, we pray that as Christine explains the word one-to-one to us now, you would help us to be equipped to share your word with our colleagues. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. So I don't know how you feel about sharing the gospel. Often as Christians, we can be nervous or even scared, and it's easy to think that nobody around us is interested. A huge encouragement and challenge to me is that Talking Jesus, a survey done in the UK in 2022, found that one out of three non-Christians who had a conversation about faith with a Christian were interested in finding out more. One out of three. I think that's a great reminder that even if we can't see it or don't realise it, we can be confident that God is at work behind the scenes and in people around us. He's building his church, drawing people to himself. If he's done it for you, then he can do it for anyone. And perhaps he's working in some of your colleagues' lives now. The Talking Jesus survey also asked non-Christians how they would go about finding out more about the Christian faith if they were interested. Does anyone have any ideas of what people said? Anyone want to call out any ideas? How would people find out more about the Christian faith? Google, yep. ChatGPT, yep. From friends? Excellent. Yeah, so the survey said Google search came out on top. YouTube was another related answer, which could expose them to all sorts of things. ChatGPT probably wasn't on the radar quite yet. But after Google were two equal second answers, which were going to a local church, which is really encouraging, but we know that not all churches faithfully teach the gospel. Equal second was read the Bible. And perhaps that's surprising to us, but we forget that it is the best-selling book in history and probably on lots of people's bucket lists. It was on mine before I became a Christian. And next was speaking to a Christian friend or family member. Talk to a Christian colleague or acquaintance also came up. So relational Bible sharing, which is what the Word One-to-One is all about, is a powerful combination of two of the top four answers. Christians personally getting alongside people and helping them, and God's Word, the Bible, which by his Holy Spirit reveals God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Word One-to-One as an approach is bearing fruit around the world because it's God's living and active Word in a format that every Christian can share, in a way that serves people who aren't Christians. So it's meeting people where they're at, rather than expecting them to come to us at church or for a course, which some people will come along to, but for others it might be too big a step for them initially. So one of the real joys of my job is hearing stories of Christians who've been empowered to read with others. And here are a few. So Andy in Scarborough said that he's currently reading with two friends. With one, we Zoom every 3 weeks or so just to catch up. Whenever we do so, I praise God as it's always him who asks if we're able to read together. With the other friend who is a colleague, it's every 2 weeks or so, but we find a quiet room at work and we're currently going through book two. Jinnah in London read through all of John's Gospel over Zoom with her mum in mainland China using the Chinese version. And amazingly, her mum has become a Christian. I know people here who also read with people. Julia's started reading with someone recently who she met through getting her windows done, I believe. So there are plenty of other stories I could share, and people are using it in a lot of different settings, like with neighbours, couples, with family members and community ministry work. But it also lends itself so well to reading with colleagues. So imagine if even 10% or perhaps 20% of each church family were actively sharing the Bible with someone. What a difference that might make. So I know some of you have used the resource, but if you're anything like I was, I picked up copies of it at a St. Helens lunchtime talk, and it just sat on my bookshelf for years because I didn't know how it worked. So shortly I'm going to give us a little tour of it and how I use it, and you can follow along using the books that are on your table. I've also put little taster booklets with the clouds that you can take home with you as well. The taster booklets are just episode one and are a good giveaway. And also when you've got a minute, it'll be great for you to download the free mobile app and check that out. You can just search the word one-to-one and you'll find it. So the first time I ever opened the Bible with a non-Christian one-to-one was before I knew how the word one-to-one worked. So I read with one of my best friends from university. I used my regular Bible, but I felt quite out of my depth. But when I was shown how to use the word one-to-one, I wished I'd used it with her, because it would have been such a great help for us both. There are other Bible sharing resources out there, but the word one-to-one has a unique approach. So as well as the physical books, it's also worth mentioning, you can download the PDFs of these from the website. Just create an account for free, and that's great for sharing on your screen. So a couple of ladies that I'm reading with at the moment, most of the time we do it on Zoom, and I just share my screen with them. So I'll say a bit about inviting later, but the key thing is that we'd recommend you only invite someone to do the first episode, just to make it relaxed and commitment-free. But if I was meeting someone in person, I'd give them a physical copy of the first book, and I'd have a copy as well. So the word one-to-one breaks down John's Gospel into bite-sized episodes that take about 20 to 30 minutes to go through, depending on how talkative you both are. So if you're able to turn to page 6 in the books, you'll see that every episode starts with an introduction spread, and I would just say something like this to the person I'm with. So what we're about to look at is the first 18 sentences of what John wrote, and I would just explain who John is. That John was one of Jesus' closest friends. He was with him for 3 years, and he recorded what he saw and heard during that time. So this is an eyewitness account, and it starts with an overview. And you might find it a surprising start, because we don't begin with a nativity scene. There's no baby Jesus, but there are some massive claims and big concepts. But don't worry if it doesn't make sense straight away. We'll go through it together and we can talk about it as we go. And then I would just turn the page, and usually I would ask them, are you happy to read the sentences on the left? You can read them silently to yourself or out loud, whatever you feel most comfortable with. So let me just read them to remind us of how amazing they are. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And then I would just say to my friend, so I'm just going to read the notes here because they help kind of unpack what those verses mean. So John introduces us to the Word. Twice he says the Word was there in the beginning. Verse 1 says, "The Word in the beginning was the Word." And verse 2, he was with God in the beginning. So the Word existed before time, before creation, before the beginning. In short, the Word is eternal. But who or what is the Word? The Word is God. Verse 1 says, the Word was God. The Word is a person called him. Verse 3 says, through him all things were made. The Word, who is God and a person, made absolutely everything, no exceptions. Already we're being introduced to the Creator. But John's claims for the Word go even further. And at that point, I would just say to them, any thoughts or shall we continue? So it's giving them an opportunity to share, but it's not putting pressure on them to say anything at this point if they're just taking it all in. And then you just flick through and you find that you get into a rhythm of taking turns reading. And you'll see that on some of the pages there are some glossary terms to help explain words with Bible meanings, so that's quite helpful. And if you go to page 22, you'll see that there's a summary. So every episode finishes with a summary. So even if you only manage to do one episode with someone, that happened to me before with a previous advertising colleague, but even in one episode, they'll see about Jesus, the Word, that he was there before the world existed. He is God. He made everything. He has life in himself and brings light to all people. Those who believe in him become members of God's own family. The Word came to earth as a man. He doesn't bring rules, but grace and truth. John claims that we can know God personally through Jesus Christ. And you'll see in the bottom left a little question that just asks, how does this introduction compare with what you had thought of Jesus Christ? And it would be wonderful to hear their response to that. And the full passage, if you flip over on page 24, the full passage is there all together. So I like to reread that with the person I'm with if we've got time, or they can read it in their own time. And if you flip over again on page 26, you'll see that occasionally there are simple maps to just give that little bit more context about where all of this took place. So at the end of your first session, I would just try to ask two questions. Did you enjoy that? And would you like to see what happens next? I'd love to read the next episode with you if you're up for it. And if they say yes, book in the next time that you'll meet and make a note of the episode that you're up to. So hopefully you'll see, you can see just how easy the Word one-to-one is to use, that it enables anyone to be a Bible sharer. You don't have to be a confident Bible teacher. It takes the pressure off us. But the notes are a framework. They're flexible. You don't have to read the notes verbatim. You can decide how you want to use them depending on who you're reading with and their personality. Some people read the Bible verses, and then they pause to see if any thoughts or questions come up before reading what the notes say. But you might be wondering why this format of a guided read-through is helpful rather than a more conventional Bible study. And I think, firstly, it's because it levels the playing field. You're both looking at the same material. It's something you're doing together. It's not as much of a teacher-student dynamic. And it doesn't put people on the spot with lots of questions about something that maybe they've never thought about before. So open-ended questions, yeah, can be a bit intense, especially in a one-to-one situation. So this way, people can just absorb and process the information and talk as much or as little as they like. And being in a one-to-one or smaller group environment is hopefully a comfortable space for people to share those thoughts or questions that maybe they might find harder to bring up in a bigger group setting. The format is obviously discreet and less overwhelming. Everything you need is there, and less prep work is needed. Our job is basically to be a guide or a loving page turner so that we can focus on hearing God's voice and letting His word do the work. So if you're interested in more tips to get started, I run a Getting Started webinar fairly regularly. There's one on tonight, actually. So, yeah, you can just go to the website and find out about that. That's the word 121, so 121numbers.com. And I'd love to see you or any other Christians that you know there. But just a few tips I'll just leave you with about getting started. I just suggest you consciously decide if it's something you want to do and be intentional about prioritising it. Often if we don't prioritise things, it won't happen. If you'd like to read with someone here today, then maybe you could let someone in the team know, and I'm sure they'd be really happy to try and make that happen. And obviously just pray. I think that is one of the key things. Pray that God would work in your colleagues and that He would lead you to who He has prepared to read with you. That could be someone you already know, perhaps someone you might bring next week or the week after. It'll be a great follow-up to those events. But also keep your eyes open to who God might bring across your path. And when it comes to inviting, as I said, just keep it clear and commitment-free, one episode at a time, and don't rule people out. Don't say their no for them before you've asked them. Some people have said something along these lines. You know how we've talked a bit about my faith? Well, I've come across these booklets or this app that takes you through one of the biographies of Jesus from the Bible, and I thought you might be interested. Would you be up for having a look at the first episode with me? It's just 18 sentences, and you can be totally honest about what you think. I'll buy the coffee. It'll take about 30 minutes. So I wonder how you feel about being a loving page-turner and relying on the Word of God to do the work of evangelism. If you've got more questions about it, I'm hanging around, so please come and talk to me, and I'd love to hear stories if you already use it. But thank you very much for having me. Shall I say a quick prayer, or would you like to do that, Phil? Okay, let's just say a quick prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Thank you that through it we can know you and what the Lord Jesus has done for us. And we pray that you would give us opportunities to have this privilege of opening it up with people to help them see the Lord Jesus for themselves as well. And we pray this for His name and glory. Amen.